Chapter 30, The Gift of the Wind. The wind stopped, and the snow stopped as well. Only the last few flakes were left hanging in the cold air like the seeds of a dandelion looking for a new home. But there was no refuge on the mountain, and there were no words either. All was loss. They knelt around the body of White Claw, wondering how the world can leave us so quickly, so finally. Kneeling and staring at him, it seemed as though they had died in his place, even as they drew in one shallow breath after another. Something nudged Riverpaw from behind, but he made it no mind. He didn't feel like turning his body around to see something that most likely didn't matter.
"Who was he?" a softly rumbling voice asked.
"His name was Whiteclaw,"
Riverpaw said, almost inaudibly.
"He was my father."
"The memory of White Claw shall live as long as I do," the voice said, "for I am forever in his debt, as I am to the four of you."
Weary heads turned to see where these words of kindness had come from. The sun broke through the clouds and gave warmth to chilled bones. Eyes adjusted to the light, and then they all saw the very thing they had been searching for. Before them stood the ancient Tenturo, master of the wind, the great griffin. The ancient arched his sprawling back and opened his silver-tipped wings as the last pieces of rock fell from his body.
"Tenturo?"
Evercloud asked.
"I am,"
the griffin said, and blinked his large glassy eyes. They looked for Tenturo's statue, but it was gone. Tomaton now stood in its place, once again inanimate.
"You were trapped inside the statue," Evercloud guessed.
"I was," the ancient said. "No doubt you knew that from your time with Padre Esteban."
"Actually," Ben said, "we may have been in a bit of a rush and neglected to receive all the information the Padre had to give. We've been told the Great Tyrant's story, but we're not aware of how the ancients, you, were driven away."
"I see. I suppose it would only be fair if I filled in the gaps."
Tenturo lowered himself to the ground the way a lion might as it watched the savannah.
"Firstly, the Great Tyrant had the element of surprise in his favor. We didn't know what was going on until it was far too late. Also, he was smart enough to ambush each of us separately, diminishing the power we held as a group. For that very reason, I do not know exactly what happened to the others. However, in the tyrant's vast arrogance, he gave me clues as to what he did with them. I was the last he attacked, and he taunted me while I was trapped in stone."
"You mean you were awake in there?" Thomas asked.
"Oh, yes," Tenturo replied. "The Great Tyrant drove me to this mountain with those two foul beasts you dispatched. I know not where they came from, nor how they came to be in his service, but when they drove me here, the Great Tyrant was waiting. He had received a gift from the earth we were all powerless against. In appearance, it was very much like lightning, but he controlled it with his hands. He used it to melt the rock of the mountain, and then hardened it around me, choosing to leave me as a statue. I am immortal, so I stayed conscious inside a prison of stone. It was then the tyrant taunted me, and his arrogance gave me clues to his actions. He told me I was the last, and he had already driven the others away. He told me he would make sure this world remembered us as evil. He told me he had cast Shara into a sea of fog for all eternity. There is no sea of fog that I know, but he did tell me he ambushed her in the land of Valaqua that lies across the southern sea. Shara had always been fond of Valaqua. He then told me he had trapped the great dragon, Bachnar, just as he had trapped me. He gave no evidence of where, though he did say Bachnar didn't share the monumental dwelling he had given me. Regretfully, He didn't give any real clues to Dunza's fate, merely saying, "He will know my pain." The tyrant taunted me a while longer with nothing of any use, and finally he left, never to return. For ages upon ages of this world, I lived in that statue. I so deeply regretted what we had done to the great tyrant. After all, I was partly to blame for what he had become. I didn't feel sad for myself. I only felt sadness for the world. But then, after ages of solitude, a man found me. He came up to the statue and spoke to me, not with words, but with his mind. I asked him how he knew I was there, and he said he could feel my presence. We spoke at great length and shared our stories with each other. To this day, he still visits me regularly. A wonderful man, that Esteban. It was his plot that brought you here. He came up with the test that gave you passage to this mountain, and it was also he that knew we could use the items found in Oldham's bog to free me. He even made little automaton over there, an ingenious invention. Tenturo looked at the group. He could see they were only half listening. "Loss is difficult," he said. "I assume this bear is from the kingdom on Grey Mountain?"
"Yes,"
Riverpaw said.
"Then before I return to my home in the Green Mountains, I shall take him back to his and oversee his burial. All in his kingdom should know of his sacrifice and herald him as a champion. I owe him that much."
"Thank you, Tenturo," Riverpaw said.
"It is of my nature to reward the four of you for the service you have provided me," Tenturo said. "A gift, if you will. Ask of me anything."
"Anything?" Thomas asked.
"Yes,"
the griffin replied. Ben stood eagerly and addressed the ancient. "Great Tenturo, my name is Ben Floyd, and it has been my family's mission for ages to find the ancients and return them to power. All I ask of you is to help in completing this mission. I request transportation to the land of Falakwa, so I may find clues how to free the great Shara."
"Your request is quite noble, Ben Floyd," Tenturo said. "It does me well to know I am not alone in this endeavor. I will grant your request, happily. Travel south to the village of Serrano and find a captain by the name of Nesbit. Speak freely and honestly to him, and you shall receive what you need."
"Thank you, Tenturo," Ben said as he bowed. Next, Thomas stood and spoke. "Tenturo, my name is Thomas Floyd. Ben is my brother, and we share the same mission. I also ask for help. Today, I failed those who depended on me. My bow is not strong enough. My aim was not accurate enough. I do not want to fail like that ever again." Thomas lowered his head in shame.
"Thomas Floyd," the ancient said, "step forward and present to me your bow."
Thomas took his bow and placed it on the ground in front of Tenturo. The griffin stared at it, and as he did, the color of the dark wooden bow changed to a leafy green.
"Look into my eyes, Thomas," Tenturo said.
Thomas stared up at the ancient, and suddenly there was a blinding flash of light. Afterward, they all rubbed their eyes except Tenturo.
"Now, Thomas," the ancient said, "take your bow and shoot that bird from the sky."
Tenturo looked up, and Thomas followed his gaze. So did the others, but Evercloud, Riverpaw, and Ben couldn't see any bird. Thomas, however, took his bow in his hands and shot an arrow straight into the air, so far and fast it disappeared from their sight. Moments later, a large condor fell from the heavens. When it landed near them upon the snowy mountain, the bird disappeared, as if it had not existed at all.
"That's amazing," Thomas said. "It's as if I can see forever. Thank you, Tenturo."
Thomas bowed to the griffin and stepped away. Now Evercloud stood. "My name is Evercloud, son of Evenai, and I am from the kingdom on Grey Mountain.
You live among the bears by choice? Tenturo asked.
Well, yes and no, Evercloud replied. I was abandoned by my human guardians when I was too small to remember. The bears took me in and have raised me as their own. They do not keep me against my will. They are my family.
Interesting, Tenturo said.
Evercloud continued. I, like the brothers Floyd, am on a mission to find and free those who created the creatures of this world. However, my mission varies. I have been told stories by the bears that long ago there were powers bestowed to humans so they could act as protectors of peace for the world. I wish to reclaim those gifts once given, so I may work to unite the creatures of this world harmoniously.
Looks like we're not the only ones with secrets, Thomas whispered to his brother.
That is quite a request, Evercloud, son of Evenai, Tenturo said.
Even so, great Tenturo, Evercloud said, I have seen that creatures of different kinds can exist together, and I see it as my responsibility to promote that for the betterment of the world. Tenturo nodded.
Is that the only reason you wish to reclaim these powers?
Evercloud considered saying yes, but something inside of him told him it would be a mistake to lie to the ancient. Something made him feel Tenturo could see into his heart.
No,
Evercloud said. There is another reason I wish to have these powers. I also wish to rid this world of the great tyrant. I want to use these powers to defeat him. This statement came as a shock to everyone in the group, even Riverpaw, but if it surprised the ancient at all, he did not show it.
And what if you fail? Tenturo asked.
I have sworn that I will not, Evercloud said. Tenturo hummed and pondered Evercloud's words.
And would you swear to me?
Evercloud's response was quick. No, Tenturo, I would not. I do this for my own reasons, and it would be a lie to pretend I act in your interest alone, or in your service alone. The jaws of the other travelers dropped. Sure, Evercloud had just made a fatal error in judgment. But Tenturo smiled.
Maybe there is hope for this world yet. I shall grant your request, Evercloud. Please, come forward.
Evercloud walked forward, and the ancient closed his eyes in concentration. After a moment, the young man was enveloped in a silvery light. His body tingled as he felt the power surround him, and the hair on his arm stood up. A mighty wind lifted Evercloud off his feet and suspended him in the air. It swirled all around, brushing against his arms and his face like gentle hands. Evercloud opened his mouth in surprise, and as he did, the light rushed inside of him, filling him with power. His eyes grew wide, and his senses sharpened. Unimaginable happiness washed over him, and then the wind ceased. Evercloud returned to the ground.
What was that? He asked.
You have been given the power of the wind, Tenturo said. It is the only power I can give you. If you wish to obtain the others, you must find the other ancients.
I feel amazing, Evercloud said. I feel strong.
He walked to Thomas and picked him up with ease, hoisting him above his head.
Hey! Thomas yelled. Try your power on somebody else.
Oddly, I feel like running, Evercloud said, and set Thomas back on the ground. Then he took off like a bolt across the snow, moving so fast he seemed to be a blur. Finally, Evercloud stopped in front of Tenturo and bowed to the griffin.
Thank you.
I do not give this gift to you lightly, Evercloud. I fully expect you will fulfill your oath. You have been given great power because you wanted great responsibility. Do not forget that.
Yes, Tenturo. Again, Evercloud bowed and then returned to the group. Now Riverpaw stood in front of the ancient. He looked hollow and broken, but stood resolutely with swollen eyes and asked for the only thing in the world he wanted.
My name is Riverpaw, son of White Claw, and I want you to bring my father back.
Riverpaw stared at the ancient creator, unyielding, desperately afraid any sign of weakness might cause Tenturo to reject his quest. Tenturo looked down at the bear and slowly blinked his eyes. In all the ages of his existence, through the vast expanse of time, he had never felt the wrenching pain in his heart that he felt now. He bowed his head and accepted the fate of this sobering moment. Then he gave his answer.
I am sorry, Riverpaw. I cannot.
That is not true, Riverpaw said, no longer able to stop the emotion from cracking his voice. The Earth gave new life to the Great Tyrant. It has been done.
Tenturo shook his head softly.
It is not an existence you would ever wish upon someone you loved, Riverpaw. Resurrecting the dead is an evil magic. It is no simple act of healing. Your father would be changed. He would be incomplete. Do not wish for this.
Riverpaw dropped his head, too tired to fight any longer. The sadness had won, and tears flowed freely from his eyes.
What would you have me do?
The bear asked.
I would have you honor your father's memory, Tenturo said.
Riverpaw looked back up.
Then I wish for the power of the wind. I, as well, wish to use it to create peace between bears and humans. That is something my father worked toward. I wish to continue that work alongside Evercloud.
Then you shall have it, Tenturo said.
And like Evercloud, Riverpaw was enveloped by the wind and silver light. When the transformation was over, he stood to his full height and launched himself into the air. He was flying. He soared through the air, above the mountain, diving and ascending again, making loops and rolls until finally he crashed into the rock wall of the alley. The mountain shook, and Riverpaw stood from the ground where he had fallen, unscathed and smiling. A Riverpaw-sized chunk of rock had crumbled away from the wall where he had hit it.
He's like a... What do you call them?
Evercloud asked.
A cannonball, Ben said.
Riverpaw turned to the group and looked at Ben.
You're going to Falakwa, right?
Yes, Ben answered.
Do you mean to go alone?
Riverpaw asked.
I was really hoping I wouldn't have to, Ben said with a grin.
Riverpaw turned to Evercloud, and Evercloud nodded.
I'm in as well, Thomas said.
It's settled then, Ben said. An alliance.
What of you, Tenturo? Evercloud asked. What will you do when you reach your home in the Green Mountains?
That has yet to be determined, Tenturo said. I have much to consider. However, I believe it is time for me to be leaving this place.
Tenturo walked to White Claw's body and lifted it in one massive paw.
Please tell my mother I love her, Riverpaw said, and tell her I will return.
And please tell my parents the same.
Evercloud added.
Of course, Tenturo said. Oh, and one other thing before I go. Which one of you passed the Padre's test?
Evercloud shyly raised a hand, still embarrassed at being singled out. Then, suddenly, Tenturo touched his mind.
Any time you should need me, Evercloud, no matter how far I am from you, you can always find me this way.
Evercloud nodded at the ancient.
Just wondering, Tenturo said. Goodbye to you, and my thanks.
The griffin spread his giant wings and beat them against the air. The travelers had to brace themselves to prevent the draft from knocking them over. Then, with one final push, the ancient thrust himself into the air and flew away.
I will return to the mountain.
Riverpaw said silently to his father as he watched Tenturo carry him toward the horizon.
I will see you again. I swear it.
They all watched Tenturo fly into the distance, not quite knowing how to feel. Things were different now. They were different now. In the matter of a few hours, it had seemed as if the entire world had changed. There's something Thomas and I need to tell the two of you, Ben said to Evercloud and Riverpaw as he watched the ancient disappear over the horizon.
Excuse me, a voice came from behind. I was told I might find the brothers Floyd up here.
The four travelers spun to see a man holding a chain with a small white stone.
Who are you? Thomas asked.
Me? The man said. I am a messenger.